People from all over the country have been making the trip to North Dakota to join in the Standing Rock protests for months now. But there's one young man in particular whose decision to go made headlines. His name is Bronson Koenig. He's an NBA hopeful, star player for the Wisconsin Badgers, member of the Ho-Chunk Nation, and to tens of thousands of Native Americans, he's a hero. Now he's a Standing Rock protester. Steve Paulson reached him just before he left.
Let me just start with a basic question. What made you want to join this protest? Was there anything in particular that spurred you on to do this now?
I don't know if there was anything in particular, but just hearing about this over the past couple of months, and as it drew a little more media attention on, you know, social media like Instagram and Twitter, which is you know, the two sites that most people my age use, kind of, and just seeing all the pictures and all of the different controversies that have gone on over this, it kind of just really inspired me. And I always told myself, like, you know, I really wish I could get out there, but being a college athlete and it being my last year, I really didn't have much time. I didn't think I had any time to get out there. But then my brother kind of threw out the possibility of actually, you know, loading up a car and going out there. So I was just like, yeah, why not? So, yeah.
Oh, so what are you going to be doing when you're in North Dakota?
So I'm going to be, you know, doing a lot of prayers with, there's hundreds of different tribes that have kind of united in this fight to protect our water and our land. So I'm going to be obviously doing that, but I'm also running a free 3-hour camp. I'm helping run a free 3-hour camp for any Native American kids or any kids in general in that area who want to attend.
Oh, cool. Now you are, I think, without doubt, college basketball's most famous Native American player, possibly the most visible Native athlete in any sport, college or professional. Do you feel a particular responsibility to speak out on political issues, given your high profile?
Yes, I do, because, like you said, I'm one of the more prominent, if not the most prominent, Native American athlete, whether it be professional or collegiate level. And there's not Native American, you know, LeBron James or anything like that, or Colin Kaepernick, standing up for what he believes in. So I feel pretty much obligated to stand up for what I believe in and for my people who have been, you know, oppressed for so long and almost put on mute and forgotten about to a lot of people. So I feel like it's definitely one of my obligations to be a great role model, but also speak out for my people.
Yeah. Well, I'm just curious about your take on Colin Kaepernick. I mean, he certainly got a lot of flack when he first started protesting during the national anthem. I mean, since then, a bunch of players have come out in support of him. But what do you make of what he did?
I mean, yeah, it's a pretty sticky situation, especially when you deal with the American flag and all that stuff. But, I mean, I support him 100%.
It sounds like you find him inspiring.
Yeah, I do. Most definitely. Being at that level and doing what he's doing for his people. I mean, you just see what's going on in the black community in the country these days. And he's just trying to make a positive change for his people. And I mean, I can't, you know, I don't think it's fair to him to give him flack like that.
Mm-hmm. Of course, this is your last year playing for the Badgers. Do you want to go on and play professional basketball?
Yes, most definitely. My dream has always been to play in the NBA. And growing up, I didn't really have any Native American role models to look up to in the NBA. So I want to be that role model for younger Native generations.
Yeah. Now, you've said that Native Americans have always had your back, even after you've played a bad game.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that, that they have your back?
Well, the support that I've received from, you know, Native Americans across the country has just been phenomenal. Whether, like I said, whether I have an awful game or whether I have a great game, they're always there supporting me whenever I step foot in a Native community, go to powwows or, you know, things like that. They're always just showing so much love and support for me that, I mean, I can't do enough and I can't say enough to, you know, to repay them, really. So this is just a small offering that, you know, I'm going there and, you know, being unified with them in this fight to protect our water.
Bronson Koenig is a member of the Ho-Chunk Nation. He's a star player for the University of Wisconsin Badgers, and as you heard, he's hoping to play next year in the NBA. Steve Paulson talked with him.